One, two, seven of them. Go vocal, like I knew you had it in.
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Side.
You can have all the money in your hands, all the possessions anyone can ever have, but it's all worthless treasure. True worth is only measured not by what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything, but what does it who's looking back at you. Define the life you're living, not by what you take, but what you're giving. And if you bet on love, there's no way you'll ever lose. Take a stand, make a stand for what's right. It's always worth, always worth the fight. It all means nothing, and if you don't stand up,
yes, you do. It all means I understand. Ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.
Yes, beloved. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Hallelujah. Here to tell you it all means nothing if you don't stand up for something. And we're here to tell you that the best thing we can stand up for is Jesus, the Christ, the Lord and Savior of this whole wicked world. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Standing up for Jesus. The old folks used to have a song to sing, a hymn that we used to sing all the time. Stand up for Jesus, soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, that's what we're here to do. We're here to stand for the man from Galilee. He rescued and saved me, and he saved you too if you know him that way, and he'll do it for you if you don't. Praise be to God. So, beloved, we have come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul that talks about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. This is Pastor Kim, and I'm not here by myself. No, no, no. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost got a hold of me and my friend and audio engineer extraordinaire, Reverend. I'm not ordaining. Brother Randall Martin, Martin AV Services. How are you this Sunday morning, my friend?
I am doing very well, and welcome to another power-packed edition of
The Bright Side.
That's right. Welcome, listeners.
Yes, The Bright Side. And we all got up bright and early this morning, having moved our clock forward an hour. And I think last week I was saying, yeah, the end of daylight savings time, but it's actually the beginning of daylight savings time. I don't know how that thing go, but anyhow, we have leaped forward an hour today. And so some people are just adjusting to a loss of an hour's sleep, and some may have overslept. But you know, the good news is that this will be on the archive. Praise the Lord. You can go back and get this if you miss it. Tell somebody if they miss it, it'll be on next time. But listen, I got to clarify something, because I went on and listened to last week's show, and somehow they put Dolly Parton's Busy Line on there as our opening selection, which is not what we had, okay? I don't know how that got in there, and I hope it don't confuse people. I love Dolly, but that was not part of our playlist. Praise be to God. But I'm going to tell you what is. Hallelujah. You just heard Stand Up for Something featuring Common by, one of the great voices of our day, Miss Andra Day. Also, we have coming up for you, 7 songs back to back, 27 minutes to uninterrupted music. Look at God, Corinne Hawthorne, Amazing Grace, CeCe Winans, Gotta Believe, Tasha Cobbs, The Battle Is Not Yours, Yolanda Adams, Surrounded, Laisha Knox featuring James Fortune, Victory by Brenda Waters, and I Just Want to Praise You by Maurette Brown Clark. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So, beloved, look at God's amazing grace. You got to believe. The battle is not yours. You're surrounded. You got victory. So let's just praise him. Let the music play, and y'all stay right here. The music for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
And as the story goes, God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go.
Sitting here count my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons. Yeah, but I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all his favor, keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn around,
hallelujah. There is nothing like the amazing grace of God. If it had not been for the grace of God, we would not be here. Lord, we're grateful for the grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that how I first believed. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secure. Like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be.
Keep breathing. And if I keep believing, it's gonna work out like I knew it would. I'm feeling stronger than I thought I could. There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The sun is bursting out. Oh, it's gonna work.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lachey Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo! When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lachey, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
yes,
but I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm surrounded. But I'm surrounded by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York, and WGXC.org, online all the time. This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There is a bright side somewhere, right now, right here, with me on WGXC. We've got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We got more music coming back. We got a couple of songs for you, and then I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
So this song says this. I don't know how God's gonna do it.
Say it.
And I don't know when he's gonna
fix it. gonna do it to you, Lord. He never tells me just how he's gonna fix it. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord, Lord, now get happy, shawty, I know God's gonna make a way for me. I know he's gonna
do it.
I know he's gonna.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessings and glory and honor belong to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. Hallelujah. Not only do I thank you, Lord, but my family thanks you, Lord. My friends thank you, Lord. My members thank you, Lord. Those who are connected to our ministry, those who have been blessed throughout the decades, Lord. Hallelujah. Say thank you for saving Kim Singletary. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. And praise God for you too, because I'm here. I'm here to spread some cheer and shed some light and let you know there is a bright side. You hang on in there. I don't know why the Lord led me in this direction. I know that I was thinking about Women's Month. Happy Women's Month, all of you women, lovely, lovely, lovely ladies of the world. Happy Women's Month. Amen. For all you sons and daughters who came from the birth canal of a woman. Hallelujah. I know they're working on test tube babies and all kind of artificial human forms, but praise the Lord, can never duplicate or replicate what God did when he created woman and gave her a womb where she can produce more women and more men. Hallelujah. More males, females. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And so we say thank you, Lord, for women. And so, you know, beloved, thinking on these things, I was thinking about the critics, you know, critics of Jesus Christ and critics of his church. Sometimes I've heard people make comments like, you know, oh, they just going up there because that man is up there and they just want to see that man, you know. And, you know, sometimes in the black church anyway, black men, they like to dress and, you know, they get suited up and whatnot. They look good and stuff like that. And, you know, so men and women mistakenly without proper knowledge or understanding, put some other kind of context to why there are so many women in the church, right? But, you know, today, as we see more and more women hearing God's call, accepting God's call, being ordained in ministry and appointed to pastor, that we don't see the numbers of women dwindling in those congregations, okay? So let's look again at that. Could it be that reason women are in churches or in more numbers than men has something to do with a spiritual awareness? Hallelujah. Maybe something in that extra chromosome that God gave to women. But praise be to God, an awareness. And I believe that it's not just that what Jesus did for humanity, but I think there's a resonation in our spirit as we come to know the word or know him or both, that he did something amazing for women. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. And even though he did that, there are still those in the church, those who love God and those who love Jesus Christ. They love the Bible and understand it to be the unadulterated word of God. But we're not going to get into that right now. But hallelujah, they still can't reconcile that the other half of God's human creation, woman, is created in the image and likeness of God just as much as her male counterpart, and that Jesus is coming, his life, hallelujah, his work, praise God, and finished work at Calvary's cross, renewed and restored women to that rightful place, hallelujah, the second Adam, overturning what happened with the first Adam. They just can't seem to reconcile that. They rather hold on to some of a word or two of Paul in this context and overlook the word of Paul in other contexts and totally overlook what Jesus said and what Jesus did. But we're going to talk about it for a minute. Hallelujah. During this season of Lent that calls us to reflect on the life and the legacy of Jesus Christ, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension, and promised return, it is, hallelujah, a time for us to realize and recognize that his coming into the world on an assignment from the eternal Godhead to make atonement for the sins of man, and that means humanity, that his coming, amen, was also to correct religious error, that his coming was also to expose the inaccuracies and the futility of man-made doctrines regarding divinity, and humanity, and to obliterate the walls of separation between humanity and God, and even between ourselves, men and women. Religious leaders and unbelievers were constantly seeking ways to undermine him, humiliate him, discredit him, get people to stop listening to him and stop following him, stop believing him. And when all these tactics failed, they enticed someone in his inner circle to betray him and help get him arrested so that he could experience a sham trial and be crucified. Why did they hate him so much? He went around doing good, hallelujah, for the people, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, taking in the marginalized, accepting people as they were, where they were, and showing them a better way. Well, time doesn't permit me to talk about all the things he did that we know about that sparked the insecurity and the jealousy in some of his detractors. But I do have some time left where I want to talk about how Jesus liberated women from the second class status that they had been living in for centuries. First, shall we talk about his conception, how he came from the womb of a teenage young lady who was engaged but had never been sexually involved with a man. As Sojourner Truth said in her Ain't I a Woman speech, Jesus came from God and a man. Jesus came from God and a woman, and man had nothing to do with that. I think I'm feeling the effects of losing that hour of sleep, beloved. John 8:38-7 says, when the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in the act of adultery to Jesus, warning Jesus to agree with them that according to the law given by God to Moses, she was to be stoned to death, Jesus stooped down, wrote something in the ground, and then rising up to stand 10 toes down, invited the person without sin to cast the first stone. And the record is that each man released their stone to the ground and walked away. No one knows what it was that Jesus wrote in the ground, but I have an idea that he wrote a question for these men that might have been, you hypocrites, if you caught her in the very act, where is the man? Then there was a woman that was ridiculed for pouring very expensive perfume oil on his feet. He informed the onlookers that what she had done was vitally important to his destiny. Beloved, I could go on and on about the things Jesus said, did, and empowered women to do during his earthly ministry. But let's get to that faith-filled Friday when, battered and beaten to an inch of his life, he was nailed to a cross. And who was there to let him know that he was not alone? Three women and one man. On the third day, when he showed he had conquered death and the grave, who was at the tomb where his body had been laid? Women. And who were the carriers of the good news that Jesus is alive? Women. And beloved, Resurrection Day was not the first time he used women to preach good news to men. There was a woman at the well in the heat of the day. After her encounter, her conversation, her getting to know Jesus, she went to town and told all the men about this man named Jesus, who spoke her life to her, showed her compassion and grace, and what true worship is. So when misguided people or mistaken people who misinterpret scripture and miss seeing what Jesus did for women rise up, we can't let their bad theology stop us from being who God made us to be. We cannot give the power given us by God as females, as women, collectively and individually to be diminished. We can't reduce our lights, my God, to conform to someone's mistaken understanding of who women are. Beloved, during this Women's History Month, I came across in my file an article that appeared in the Register Star. This was some years ago. It was written by a lady named Betty Debnam. And I just want to share very quickly a couple of the women that she highlighted. She highlighted Susan B. Anthony, who we all know was part of the suffragette movement. Hallelujah. She was organizing rallies for women's rights after attending a human rights meeting in Seneca Falls, New York, not far from here. She died before women got the right to vote, but her work was not in vain. We read about a woman named Frances Perkins, who was the first cabinet-level position person to hold a cabinet-level position and served as Secretary of Labor from 1933 through 1945 under President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And she helped to create social changes that helped bring about Social Security, the minimum wage, and the outlawing of child labor. We have a man, Mae Jemison, who worked as a chemical engineer and a doctor. She was also the first female Black astronaut in NASA. And as a doctor, she served in the Peace Corps in Africa and as a volunteer at a Cambodian refugee camp. She founded the Jemison Group to help with charitable causes, including improving healthcare in Africa. She taught college classes in environmental studies, and she spoke English, Russian, Japanese, and Swahili. And Rachel Carson, who changed the way the world looks at the environment. As a biologist, she became alarmed by how much pesticides were harming wildlife. She wrote about it and was ridiculed. But she had backed her theories with scientific evidence, and people learned to believe her. Because of her, some of the most dangerous pesticides, such as DTT, were banned in America. Her work was the foundation for today's environmental work. Praise be to God, beloved. I could go on with more names of more women, hallelujah, known to history and names lost to history. But I come to conclude by saying, beloved, that God, we have to shake the chains of patriarchy. We have to shake the chains that bind. Amen. Where would we be if these women were only allowed themselves to be controlled and constrained by the perceptions of men who do not recognize that Jesus came and liberated women from a second-class status? Beloved, he came that we could have life and have it more abundantly. These and so many more women contributed to that. And so for that, I say, thank you, Jesus. And for that, I say, God bless you and happy Women's Month. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here where there's a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me, beloved, on WGXC, right here, right now. We've got the music. I have a superhero's prayer, hallelujah. And after that, I'll come back with my closing comment.
Superheroes dream of days when they will be far from all the trouble that life brings, to save humanity. The strong at times get weak, the fear they fail, the world won't let them sleep. Please say it's not too late, the planet's filled with hate, bloodshed on the streets can't be our fate. Before the story ends, we still believe somehow. We sure could use a superhero now. Superheroes cry alone, they question why there's so much heartache. Should they even try? When will we realize together we must fight till peace on earth? There's no light in the sky. Robbed of empathy, we've lost our sight to see. A way to be as one so we can save the day, to show humility, to listen when they speak, to give more than we take is what we need, yeah. I know that we can win.
Jesus is our superhero every day, praise be to God. I want to thank God for the opportunity to spend this time with you, and I look forward to seeing you out there in the community. Yes, I look forward to that. Listen, I want to give a shout out to Perfect 10 for their celebration of International Women's History Day, Women's Day, rather, on Friday. I wasn't able to attend that, but I know it was a wonderful success, and I thank them for the work and effort they put into it and how they're working to lift up our girls and so many of our other organizations around the community, around the nation, lifting up girls, helping them to have vision and dreams to be super women. Praise be to God. And I also want to say a shout out to the Black Leadership Association of Columbia County, a collective exhibit at the Hudson Area Library, something to behold, something to see. And it was so beautifully curated by Sister Tanya Jackson. And Brother Quentin, of course, helped make that happen, as well as the Columbia County Archive Society. So thank you for the wonderful time on last week also. I want to say happy birthday to all you March babies, and praise be to the Lord. We are coming close to a Holy Week. Next Sunday will be Palm Sunday, or is it two Sundays from now? Two Sundays from now, yes. So not next Sunday, the Sunday after. But anyway, we get ready to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Amen. Oh, so beloved, you know, as we're thinking about what Jesus has done, remember, he is the Son of God. I don't care how hard the night, how long it may be, how dark the clouds may hang, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. You don't quit in the dip. God bless you. This is my prayer. We're out. You will see the goodness of the Lord.
And you will see the goodness. You will see the goodness of the Lord. You will see.